Well, it refers to the three most sacred days in the church's year, to Holy Thursday, when the sacraments of the Eucharist and the priesthood were instituted by Jesus, Good Friday, when we solemnly commemorate the death of Christ on the cross, and of course, Holy Saturday, when we welcome new Christians who are baptized and rejoice in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
We are just minutes before the start of service here at the Basilica, here on Good Friday, the most solemn day of the Christian calendar. What thoughts do you have this year going into this weekend?
It's so important on this day that we appreciate in our hearts what the Lord has done for us, that he took upon himself our sins, and that he endured the punishment that we deserve, that he redeemed us out of his great love for us. It's a day really to contemplate the beautiful, good charity of Christ for all of us, and to enter into this with all of our heart and soul.
Should this be somewhat of a sad day for Christians?
Yes, it should be a sad day. It should be a day when we kind of recognize our need to be redeemed, when we recognize the sufferings that Christ endured in our humanity. But our sadness is not that of people who have no hope, but rather the sadness of people who are making our way toward the resurrection and newness of life.
Before we get to the resurrection, there's a part that stands out in my mind, that those who persecuted Christ said, "Do you not proclaim yourself the King of the Jews? If so, why don't you take yourself down from that cross?" Mm-hmm. What does that phrase have meaning for this weekend?
So many times people think of Christianity as a kind of an old story, a bit of folklore or myth with nothing to it. But as we enter into the scriptures, we find out that the Lord was determined to love us to the very end, to endure for us that one experience we fear the most, which is death, and which symbolizes our alienation from God and others. The Lord didn't just happen to die. He decided to die. He wanted to die for us and for our salvation. Truly, his kingdom was not here, but it's the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of love that he's inviting us to share in.
Take us through Holy Saturday, the vigil, and then the rejoicing of Easter Sunday.
Sure. The vigil is such a great moment. We gather outside and we light the new fire, which is the symbol of new life. The paschal candle is lit. We come into the darkened church chanting, "Christ our light." The light, he's the light in the darkness of our lives. We listen to scripture as the whole sweep of salvation history is recounted for us, culminating in the resurrection of Christ. We baptize new members of the faith, welcome others who are becoming fully initiated. All of us renew our baptismal promises. And then, boy, when we celebrate the Eucharist that night, we truly experience the living presence of the death and resurrection of Christ. As you can tell, it is the night of nights, and it is really such a joy.
Archbishop William Lurie, happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you. Thank you. And happy Easter to everyone who hears this.